Welcome back. This is Shlomo Schwartz. We're learning Masechet Pesachim, and we're up to Perek Dalet, Mishnah Beis. In the previous Mishnah, the first Mishnah of the Perek, we spoke about what is done if a person happens to be traveling from a place where there is a minhag to do malacha, Erev Pesach, Shvachatzos, and he goes to a place where the minhag is not to do malacha, or vice versa. So we mentioned that you take upon yourself the stringencies of both places. Similarly, we're going to bring halachas having to do with not Pesach, but having to do with going from one place where the custom is a certain way to another place where there's a different custom. And we're going to mention a few different halachas in the next few Mishnahs along that mode. Mishnah Beis starts off, Kiyotze, but similarly, Hamolach, Peres, Shviyas, Mimokam, Shekalu, Lamakam, Shalokalu. By way of introduction, there is a limud that in Masechta Shviyas we learn out regarding the Peres of Shemitah, that a person is allowed to have Peres of Shemitah in his home as long as those Peres are available to the animals, the beasts, out in the field, in the wilderness. The pasuk says in Vayikra Perek Chavei Pasuk Zayin, "Olachemtecha, olachaya asher b'artzecha, tia kot chatzol lecho." For your behemoths, for the domesticated animals, olachaya, the wild animals, asher b'artzecha, you will be able to eat the tua. So the Gemara learns out that as long as there is food available in the field to the chayas, to the wild animals, then you can have such food in your house to feed your own animals. Once there's no longer any of the pears in the field to the chayos, pasada, then you have to get rid of it from your home. You have to mevayer it. You have to destroy it, get rid of it. So the question is, there are different places in Eretz Yisrael where, regarding Shemitah, in some places, the pears may have already been depleted from the field, in which case you'd have to get rid of it from your home. And in other places, it may not have yet been depleted from the field, so you would not have to get rid of it from your home. And so if somebody takes peros from a place where it's been depleted from the field, and he goes to a place where it hasn't been depleted from the field, or vice versa, that's the case of the Mishnah. Hamolach peros shviyas. If somebody happens to take peros shviyas, mimakom shakalu, from a place where it's already been depleted in the field, and therefore you have to get rid of it, lamakom shalokalu, and he goes to a place, he takes it with him, and he goes to a place where it's not kalu, and therefore he would not have to in that place get rid of it. Lamakom shalokalu, if he goes to a place where the peros has not yet been depleted from the field, and therefore he's allowed to have it, he's allowed to give it to his animals, and he goes to the Makam Shekalu, to a place where it's been depleted. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Chayev Levar, in both cases, similar to what we said before, he takes upon himself the chumas of both places, the chumas from which he left, and the chumas to the place in which he is going. And therefore, in both cases, he would be Mechayev, he would be obligated to be Mevar, to get rid of this perish face. And the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehudah, or Rabbi Yehudah says, Omnum lo, we tell him, say, v'hobelech afat, go and bring it. Now, Rabbi Yehudah seems to be a little bit unclear, what is he going on? And the Patanur brings down, as explained in the Gemara, that there's a machlokes in a situation, and that's what Rabbi Yehudah is referring to, where somebody had three types of vegetables that were in a mixture. They were sitting, soaking up in a mixture. And two of the peros, two of the items of food in the mixture are kalu, have been depleted from the field, and therefore you'll be obligated to get rid of it. And one of them in the mixture is not kalu. So the Tanna Kamma holds that you can eat from all of them as long as there's something in the mixture that is not kalim. Rabbi says, on the other hand, he says, you have to go and take that which is kalim, that which has been depleted, and take that out from the mixture, because that you're not allowed to eat, but what remains, you're allowed to eat. And that's what he says. Rabbi says, Omnum lo, in the case of this mixture, he says, go and see if you can bring it from the field. If you can't bring it from the field, so therefore that portion of the mixture is kalu, so then that you cannot eat. But the portion remaining that is not kalu, that has not been depleted from the field, the Rabbi Yehuda says you're still allowed to eat. And the Bartanura tells us that in the halacha, the paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, he has the Tana Kama. Continue with Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Gimel talks about a case where the Chachamim decreed that one should not sell a behemah gasa, a large behemah, to a non-Jew. And we'll discuss shortly what the reason for that is. But let's accept as fact that the Chachamim made a gzeira that you are not allowed to sell a large animal to a non-Jew. The question is, what about a smaller animal, a behemah daka? So over there, again, we have different menhagim, different customs, and different places. And the Mishnah tells us, Makom shenahagu limkor behemah daka lagoyim. In a place where the custom is to sell the smaller animals, such as sheep or goats, lagoyim to non-Jews, mochrim, you can sell. Makom shenahagu shelo limkor, on the other hand, in a place where the custom is not to sell a behemah daka, these smaller animals, ein mochrim, you do not sell. Regardless, says the Mishnah, uvuchol makom, ein mochrim lahem behemah gasa, and in any place, regardless of the minhag regarding a behemah daka, in all cases, you do not sell a behemah gasa. Why do you not sell a behemah gasa? So the Bartanura explains to us that the rabbis made a decree that if you sell it to a non-Jew, then the non-Jew may come to also borrow or hire or rent the animal from you, the Megasa, to do work. And the non-Jew might actually do work with the Jewish person's animal on Shabbos. And a person is obligated to have Shvisa rest, not just on himself, but also on his animals. And so we're concerned with the Megasa, which is the custom to use for working the field, that if you sell it to a non-Jew, the non-Jew might also come to borrow it or rent it, and then it'll come that he will use your behemah to do malach in the field on Shabbos, and it will be over on Shvisa's behemto. So that's why, in all cases, you do not sell a behemah gasa to a non-Jew. Now, the Mishnah gives cases where you might think that the rule should be different. Agolim usyachim. What about small, young calves or donkeys which are not yet ready to be able to use for malacha? However, when they grow and become bigger, then they will be able to be used for malacha. So, the Tana Kama tells us that Agolim usyachim shleimin ushvurim. That these animals, the agolim and tziyachim, shleimim, whether they are complete, whether they're healthy, ushvurim, or whether they are maimed and they can't do any work, in all cases, the Tana Kama holds you should not sell any of these because it's a gzeira. We're afraid with the young animals that they might come to, people might come to confuse it with the older animals. And we're also concerned with the animals that are maimed and the animals that can't currently do work that a person might not notice a difference, and they might confuse it with other animals. So therefore, in all cases, by behemah gasa, regardless of whether it's mature or not mature, whether it's healthy or maimed, in all cases, the Tana Kama says you should not sell such a behemah. Rabbi Yehuda matir b'shvura. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he says that by a shvura, because this animal would not be able to be used for work. Obviously, we're talking about an animal that cannot be healed. So then, Rabbi Yehuda therefore says, there's no concern here, the Rabbana will not go there, and therefore you can sell it to a non-Jew. Ben Becerra, Matir Basus. Ben Becerra also adds that you can sell a horse to a non-Jew, because a horse is typically not used for working the field. A horse is used for riding, and riding is not a malacha. The Bartanur adds also, kuschai nosa es atzmoi, because it's a living being, and therefore it can carry itself. And so therefore we're not concerned about malacha on Shabbos with these animals. And Rabbi Yehuda says, a shvur is okay, and Ben Becerra says, a sus is okay. Bartanur tells us that we do not paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, as well we do not paskin like Ben Becerra. So therefore the Tana Kama would stand that a behema daka depends on the minhag hamako, and a behema gasa, regardless of whether it was mature or younger, whether it's healthy or maimed, in all cases, according to the Tanakhama, you would not be allowed to sell such an animal to a non-Jew. With this, we end Mishnah Gimel, and we will continue in Mirtz Hashem about other cases with Mishnah Dalet having to do with custom.